שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא
Hello. Today we will be reading excerpts on the subject of work with faith above reason. We'll read from a compilation of excerpts on the subject. We will start with item 64. You can find all of our texts on kabbalahmedia.info or on the Galaxy platform itself, where you can click the book icon in the upper menu. You can also send us questions live on kab.tv, and some questions relevant to the lesson will be aired here live.
All of our spiritual work, or it is mostly at least, called work above reason, in faith above reason. Why? Because there are two forces in creation, the force of the Creator, the desire to do good, bestow, which in the Sefirot, it is revealed in the Sefirah of Binah, faith, bestow, love, giving, and so on. The positive force, as if. And the other force that the Creator created, existence out of absence, is the force of reception, malchut, da'at, knowing what is revealed in us, in our kelim. And from these two forces, actually the entire system of creation is composed. We are born to, and we exist to begin with, under the system of reception, the system of knowing, the system of the force of reception for oneself, feeling, understanding, absorbing. That is our system. We understand it, we feel it, this is our world. The system of the other world, the other state, the next world, the world that is above ours, is the system of bestowal, the system of faith. This is how we call it. And we need to determine, even though we were born and we exist in the system of reception, we want to shift to the system of bestowal, which is the Creator. And He created our system of reception, the system of da'at, reason, only in order to give us the possibility, the opportunity, the place for exertion, so that we will prefer His level, His existence, above our existence in which we were born. This means that we will determine that we want faith more than where we are in the force of reception. And we are in the force of reception until we correct it. That is, we rise above it in all 125 degrees until we reach complete adhesion with the Creator. And this is our work. Therefore, all of our work really is to constantly be in faith above reason. Each and every moment in our life, in our existence, to determine the force of bestowal as greater than the force of reception. To be more drawn to the Creator than how the will to receive, our will to receive, is pulling us back to it. And this is how we should also try to actualize it in practice. I need to try to actualize it, to build myself in a group, in the connection with the friends, to annul in them, to be immersed in them. Opposite how my ego is constantly pulling me to determine by myself whatever I want, and to be by myself, or at least with everyone, but so that I feel myself that I'm above them, and so on. That is, all of our life, we want to divide it. We need to. Those who want to reach spirituality, we need to divide it into life that are in the force of bestowal, in the group, in dissemination, in connection, in the inclination towards the Creator more and more, versus how the force of reception, who is always pulling us to itself, the force of our ego, that I determine, that I do for myself, etc. That is a feeling of the person should be that I am doing something against myself for the Creator, for the benefit of the Creator. This way, if I'm constantly in such an effort, that I'm doing it not because I want it, but because it is according to the Creator's desire, then apparently I am implementing faith above reason. And this is how we advance. That is, our whole way should be only with such an inclination. If you have any questions about that, I'm willing to hear them even now and answer them. So, Dudi, go ahead.
Until the questions come from the friends, what do I do against myself and what do I do for the Creator?
I constantly want to feel one opposite the other. This is why it is called faith above reason. I constantly need to establish for myself what is my desire, what I would have liked and how I would have done it, how I would have implemented, fulfilled my desire, and what the Creator would have liked, what does He want out of me, and how I actualize His desire and place His desire above my desire. As it says, make your will as His will.
Be more concrete. What does the Creator want from me?
With each thing, in every place, whatever I study, I think, I do, I perform certain actions, each and everything that I relate to, I want to constantly weigh how is this favored by the Creator or not? How does the Creator want it to happen? How does He look at it? And then I want to attach myself to His view, to His outlook. This is called that I'm actualizing faith, the force of Bina, that it will determine everything and not the force of Malchut, not the force of Da'at, reason. Faith above reason. Bina above Malchut.
So my action is to attribute things to Him.
My action is towards the Creator. Like all of my actions, they need to be aimed towards the Creator. Maybe I'm implementing them in the group. Maybe it's in my life. It doesn't matter. We're talking about the thought, about the person's desire. What is he thinking? How does he sustain himself, keep himself in the society, in the family, everywhere, but always, what am I doing it for? I am doing it because this is the desire, this is the view, this is the inclination of the Creator, and I want to attach myself to Him. This is called to raise Malchut to Bina, and to do it in a way that Bina wants, like the Creator wants. Bina is the force of God, Bina in Gematria, numerology. And therefore, this should be our inclination. We need to start coming closer a bit more in practice to implementing faith above reason. Not to run away from it, not to think that it is impossible. It is possible, and it is truly a spiritual action. Do even a little bit of it, already you will be in contact with spirituality. And through that, you will start to feel the spiritual realm, the spiritual world, the forces that are operating on our world. It will open up to you the system of guidance, of providence, of our world. The forces that are activating everything. Otherwise, we just exist in darkness. We can't see what is happening, what is it happening for, why. And we can't see the future or anything. It opens up to us eyes over the whole of creation, all of the world, olamot, the whole of reality. With this knowledge, a person lives in this world, but he lives after he passes away from this world. We discover the system. And then it is ours. PT 25.
Good
morning, Av. We've just come across a similar situation in our 10. We learned that there is Israel, there's Oraita, and there's Kutcha Brichu, these three factors. Now, when I come to solve some problems, some feeling, I relate to things, I see that there's a different demand from the Creator, a different demand from myself, and a different demand from the Ten. So these three parts collide seemingly. Each one presents a different demand to me. And how do I know how to choose correctly between the three?
You actualize the desires of the Ten. This now is the most important thing. Through this, and this for sure will help you to disconnect from yourself, you will start more and more to feel how much the Creator belongs to the Ten belongs to the Creator, and how much you can ascribe yourself to them. But in order to rise above the self, you have the Ten. This is called from the love of people to the love of the Creator. Rabash writes a lot about it.
And it seems to me maybe that I feel certain influences on me from the upper force.
No, the upper force for me is the ego, and I cannot disconnect from it.
So it's only the Ten, right? We don't have any other upper force which...
Yes, only the Ten, yes, with your eyes shut, only the Ten. There's nothing you can do about it. And to be adhered to them. And whatever they want, for the time being, this is what I do. The most important is to annul, just like Rabash writes. PT 31.
Good morning, Av. You said that in each and every situation, there's an opportunity to do work above reason.
Yes.
Now, within my reason, I know what I feel always. I know how to explain it each time. And in parallel, I need to think of what the Creator would do, meaning how the Creator would have liked me to behave. So how can I decipher correctly what the Creator wants?
And I talked about it also. Learn how much you do not hear. The Creator is the group. Instead of him, it's the group. Whatever the group wants, this is what I do.
How can I tell what the group wants? I'm going through some situation now.
Well, you talk between you. You decide on something. You hear what they want, what they think, what they decide. At least don't follow what they're saying, but you can do what they want to some extent. Help them, encourage them, fulfill them in some way. Already you're placing the group's desire or the Creator's desire. This is how the Creator presents himself. He's standing behind the group. And that way you come closer to him.
So if now I go through a complicated situation which throws me off, and I now want to think of how the group would like to see that situation, how do I know how to decipher correctly the right approach?
Ask them. Ask them, speak with them, but don't be inside of your own thoughts and desires only. You have to listen to them. You have to feel it from them. You have to forcefully, physically enter between them and then try to absorb from them their views, their desires, their thoughts, intentions, purposes, and try to adhere to them as much as possible. Spiritually, you must annul towards them. It is simply This is how it was created in this world, on purpose. Otherwise, there's no need for this world. Only for that, so that the person will have an environment by which he can use it as a springboard to ascend to the Creator.
So I need to share my situation with them. I come in a null.
Yes, yes, you don't have to. Maybe you are scrutinizing the situation and then you are allowed to speak as well. But first of all, see the thoughts, views, goals, intentions they have, and then null before them. Read again Rav Asher's articles about the 10. You will see them each time in a new way.
Rehovot.
In some of our sources, it's written that the Creator's goal is to do good to His created beings. He's good, who does good. Some places it's written that he wants to delight his created beings. So we know that the child doesn't always enjoy what's good for it. So
did you do everything the child wants, or do you want to educate him?
I want to educate him, but what's this? What's the difference between wanting to enjoy or wanting to do good to us?
Well, we can't do what's good for us right now, because what's good for us right now is dictated to us by the evil inclination, and we want to rise above it.
The question is, the Creator's goal is to do good to us, or to delight us. These are two different ways to phrase it in our sources.
So what? To do good to us and to delight us, isn't that the same thing? On the condition that we are on His level, on the level of bestowal, because only there it is possible to feel the true good, and not the good in our will to receive, which is limited and corrupt. I can't quite answer your question, because you need to read a lot more about this topic of faith above reason, but it will come. Read this entire compilation of excerpts about faith above reason. Soon we will start to work on it. And try to be included in it. But again, I'm saying the introduction I gave now before I started asking you, that these are two levels. Faith above reason means that Bina dwells and rules over Malchut. And that reason means that Malchut rules Bina and everything. So we can be on two levels, within reason or in faith. And all of our work is from reason, that is from a will to receive, forcefully through the 10, through prayer, through all of these things, to raise ourselves to the degree of faith, the degree of bestowal, the degree of connection. This is called to rise from reason to faith above reason. And why does it say faith above reason? Because we need to specifically feel that the force of faith dwells over the force of reception, over the da'at, the reason. Okay?
Toda, Boker Tov, Rav. Rav, Rav Asher is doing a real miracle here in North America, especially here with Americans. We've implemented Rav Asher's writings and his principles in all 3 and 4 of our daily connections. And something, he's revealing this social, the problems. But like you're saying, in a way that we can rise above everything. We see the lesson as a place where we can all come together and unify these deficiencies, and everyone's getting the confidence to sort of have a voice and have and be leaders here in America. It really feels like this light of Bina has happened through the Rav Asher principles. My question is, when we come together before the lesson and during the lesson, what happens then? What do all deficiencies?
I have no deficiencies. When I come to the lesson, I have no deficiencies. I'm included in the 10. The 10 for me during the lesson is, let's say, the 2,000 friends that I see before me, that are connected to me, and I'm included in them. So what deficiencies can I have? Only one lack. How can we be even more connected in order to even more connect with the Creator? Only one lack. Besides that, nothing. There are no lacks. All the rest is the imaginary world. There is only the Creator and us who can even more attach ourselves to Him. That is the whole of reality.
Feeling of gratitude, Rav.
Thank you. I'm happy to hear that.
Зачем Творцу наши усилия и преодоление?
What does the Creator need our efforts and overcoming for?
In order for us to reach His degree, being like Him, just like you demand of your little child, that he will perform all kinds of efforts and he will study and know things and grow stronger. What for? He doesn't want it out of himself. Rather, you obligate him because you want him to be a grown-up.
Piti 5.
Piti 5.
Rav, as you said in the beginning, what typifies work above reason is that the person does something that goes against
his view.
Yes, against himself. Where to look for work above reason when you don't have this resistance?
Try to ask yourself, what does the Creator want now out of me? And do it.
No.
That's it.
But if there is no sensation of resistance, there's gratitude, joy, and it's fine, we're obligated to enjoy acts of bestowal, so where's the work of above reason?
Apparently you're not asking yet. What does the Creator want? He wants connection. He wants you to rise above your ego, that you will be immersed in the group, that you will do as much dissemination as possible in order to publicize the knowledge of the Creator in the world. This is what the Creator wants. The Creator wants to fill all of the created beings with all of the good that He has, that He had prepared in advance. Are you truly doing it each and every moment? Then you are in Gemar Tikkun, the end of correction. And if you're not in Gemar Tikkun, apparently you still lack that force of scrutiny. So try to check. PT
23.
It's a question from a friend. When do I argue with the desires of the Creator and the Tenant? When do I accept their will unconditionally?
To argue with the Creator. Well, for the time being, you cannot because you have no connection with Him. You need to acquire the quality of Binah, and then you will have the right line and the left line, and you will be able to start arranging the system in between them. It is still far away. I don't even understand where from you have this desire to argue with the Creator. Who are you? How do you feel Him? Argue about what? You don't exist yet. Just realize that you do not exist yet. So who is arguing? That egg that hasn't even started to develop yet in the womb of the mother, it starts to argue.
To argue with the wishes of the ten.
To argue with the desires of the ten, you're not allowed. This is your evil inclination. It's the very last thing that you can do before you actually leave them. If it is clear that this is the desire of the ten, and if it's clear that you are opposite to it, then nothing is left for you. Either you surrender or you get out.
Turkey 3.
Turkey 3.
Good morning, Rav. Question from a friend. Can we say that is a gateway to go faith above reason?
The fact that we have reason, it helps us to find what does it mean, faith above reason. Because reason is what I know, what I understand, what I feel, what is in my possession, in my forces, that is all called reason, that. And I build above it the degree of faith, the degree of bestowal, against reason, in spite of the reason. And this is how I build the upper world, the Creator. This is why the Creator, Bore, is called Bore, come and see, and you have made me. This is why above reason we build a degree of faith, Bina. Yes. It exists, however, it is outside of us. We need to build it.
Buongiorno, Rav. Qual è la forza della Malchut nel gruppo e come possiamo usarla?
Hello, what is the force of Malchut in the group and how can we use it in order to reach faith above reason?
We're now talking about the fact that Malchut in the group exists in each one of us. And we need to rise above the Malchut of each one and to be immersed in the collective force of the group. This is how we reach the degree of Bina. Later on, we will talk about the collective Malchut. First, we have to rise. Each one has to rise above his desire, so that the desire of the group, the thought of the group, the idea of the group, the purpose of the group, will for me be everything. I accept it above any doubt. And then we will talk what's next. First, we have to reach that. This is called make your will as his will.
Kiev 1.
Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav, the force of Bina is that of rising above yourself. Is that when I integrate with the desires of the friends, is that the force of Bina?
Yes, this is how it is for the time being. Usually this is how it is.
But what matters here is for that desire to be connected, for us to connect these desires together.
We need to feel the view of the group, its state, its goal, the goal of the society of the ten, and then according to that to adapt myself to it as much as possible.
Но если там не вдаваться в какие-то в частности, то в общем мы всегда говорим только об одном желании к объединению.
If not to go into specific cases, in general we're talking about a single desire which is for connection, right?
But the inclination towards connection must be such that I'm not pulling them to me, but rather I'm pushing myself to enter them, into them. This is the inclination towards connection. They determine the state to which I come.
Ну вот я включаюсь вот в желание товарища, есть у меня товарищи здесь, там, в одного, в трех, во всех вместе. Что значит?
I integrate with the desires of the friends. One, two, three, all of them together. What does it mean that from that state I see?
This is what the Creator wants. The Creator brings the person to the good fate and he says, take it.
Це не краках лиха.
This is called take it.
Потом в этом желании, в общем, какой-то можно будет добавить анализ.
But afterwards, in that desire, can you add some analysis? Or?
It will all change. The group, the view in the group, the desire in the group, the goal in the group, it will change and it will also change. And each time you will have to adapt yourself to the group more and more. And then you will see how much you are advancing with the group. And this is how it is with each and every one.
Latin 7.
Latin 7.
Shalom Rav. Si todo viene del Creador, cuando yo hago...
Hello Rav, if everything comes from the Creator,
este trabajo lo estoy haciendo yo.
And I have the work of going above reason. What work do I do, and what work does the Creator do?
The Creator does all of the works. This is why everything that we study is called the work of the Lord. And we only want to adapt ourselves, to agree with those states that He establishes for us. Because the whole world that I feel, you and everything in general, it is all created for me by the Creator. And I have to accept it, since by this I come closer to Him, by annulling myself and being immersed in the world.
Moscow 7.
Rav, у нас возник вопрос, как... Правильно работать со статьями Рабаша в течение дня.
Yeah, we have a question about how to work correctly with Rabash's articles throughout the day. If you don't feel any taste for it,
you need to read until you feel a taste a few times.
ולשחק עם זה ממש.
And play with it as much as possible. And specifically, there is no taste. Don't claim that, well, there's no taste. What can I do? It's not tasty, like little children. But rather, of course, it's not tasty to your will to receive. You feel in it a taste of dust. But specifically, you have to engage in it and pray to the Creator that He will give you the strength to engage in it even more. To understand even more, to feel even more, that He will give you a taste in connection. And in all of the different details in the connection, the entire wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about these 10 that starts to feel themselves as 10 sefirot. And they start to constantly scrutinize what exists between them in those 10 sefirot. In the group. What kinds of connection are there between you? And how is the Creator revealed accordingly inside of them? Inside of this sefirot that is between these friends. This is what you're studying. And there is no more. In that only is the whole of reality.
Ashkelon 2.
Toda Rav, להמשיך את הבירור.
Thank you, Rav, to further the scrutiny here, because I really connected to what Amit said and what you answered regarding what the Creator wants from me. So, about me, maybe others also feel, and I feel that He wants me to be happy, to perform all these actions with joy. Is that something you need to ask for? Joy?
Well, first of all, we start forcefully. We establish ourselves as much as needed. After you establish yourselves correctly, then you start to check. Are we in joy or not? Joy is considered that I'm already joining it. I understand that joy should be the result of good deeds. And a good deed is a deed of connection. Am I drawn to connection? And if I am drawn forcefully, do I feel joy out of it? Is the joy because I'm going against my desire specifically? Or the joy is because I'm with the friends and I feel connection with them and I feel joy out of that already? And this is what you have to scrutinize. Rabash writes a lot about this as well. About those states of joy as a result of good relations, good deeds.
PT 24.
If I'm not the created being yet, so where is the prayer, where does it take place in me?
Your prayer exists inside this system that doesn't change. It is only becoming revealed to you, more or less, but whatever you pray, you want, you ask for, in a good state or in a bad state, it is all included in the same system. You never leave your place. It's not that you physically connect or disconnect. You're influencing the entire system in which you exist all of the time. Your place there is permanent. It is the root of your soul. And then according to how much you detect yourself, locate yourself as belonging to the system more and more, being adapted to the system, to that extent you grow and you influence it, and you're rewarded with feeling how it influences you in return.
You said previously that we are like the egg, a small egg. So the purpose is to identify the system itself?
Yes, you need to detect the system itself. You need to be in it. You need to truly feel that you are in this entire system, even though maybe you don't yet know and feel where you are. Your place doesn't change. Your attitude to the system changes. And then you discover that the entire system towards you is an ideal system. It is corrected because anyone who disqualifies is disqualifying through his own faults. This is how you discover it.
Unity 4.
Вопросы товарища. Как отмениться в равной степени перед каждым товарищем?
A question from a friend. How to annul myself equally towards each and every friend in order to achieve a connection in the ten? It doesn't always succeed.
I can't tell you how to do it. You need to do it. That's it. You understand? That's it. Either you're doing it or you're not doing it. It has to be a law that cannot be broken. You have to reach connection. The Creator brings you to the good fate, right? And you must actualize this good fate. Accept it as good, that this is precisely what is suitable for you, and you have to do it this way. And even if you'll spend 20 years doing it, 30 years, it doesn't matter how long, you have to reach connection, because inside of this connection only you discover your soul, your eternal life. And all of these excuses, leave them on the side. For the time being, you have to do everything above all excuses. And we will now go to the text.
So first, we just want to say that this compilation of excerpts, on the subject of work above reason was sent as a booklet. It also appears on Kabbalah Media, all these texts. You're welcome to download it and read it throughout the day. So, excerpt 64. When one gives all his energy and efforts for the sake of the Creator, this is his only purpose, and the world was created for this purpose, as our sages said, quote, the whole world was created only for this, end quote, meaning for the fear of heaven. Hence, when he answers the wicked that he is going above reason, which is against the intellect can no longer ask any questions because all the questions are within reason. Whereas above the intellect, there is no place for questions. Hence, when the wicked one asks the questions, he is told that now is the time when I can do my work in faith. In other words, by the very fact that you are asking a question and I reply to you that I am going with faith and I am not giving you an intellectual answer, This is a sign for you to know that my work is with faith above reason. It follows that now you have caused me to perform a commandment, in that only now does it become revealed to all that the path of the Creator is only faith.
Again.
64.
Say that you're reading it again. They don't know it.
Again, I'm reading excerpt 64. When one gives all his energy and efforts for the sake of the Creator, this is his only purpose. And the world was created for this purpose, as our sages said, quote, the whole world was created only for this, end quote, meaning for the fear of heaven. Hence, when he answers the wicked that he is going above reason, which is against the intellect can no longer ask any questions, because all the questions are within reason. Whereas, above the intellect, there is no place for questions. Hence, when the wicked one asks the questions, he is told that now is the time when I can do my work in faith. In other words, by the very fact that you are asking a question, and I reply to you that I am going with faith, and I am not giving you an intellectual answer, this is a sign for you to know that my work is with faith above reason. It follows that now you have caused me to perform a commandment, in that only now does it become revealed to all that the path of the Creator is only the path of faith.
Questions?
And
none.
Dov.
Okay. So 65 then.
Excerpt 65 from Rabash. What is a groom's meal? A person should accept faith above reason even though he has no feeling and no excitement about taking upon himself the burden of the kingdom of heaven. Nevertheless, he should agree with that state and say that this must be the will of the Creator, that he will work and serve the Creator in this state of in this lowliness, so he does not mind what elation he feels about this faith, because about himself, meaning his own benefit, he has no concern, but only about the benefit of the Creator. And if the Creator wants him to remain in that state, he accepts this unconditionally. And this is called unconditional surrender.
We don't know what to do with this, with what we're reading. Why? Because we do not ascribe ourselves to the system of the soul, to the ten sefirot, or to the group, that I have to find my connection with them. I read reason, faith above reason, this way, that way. What can I do with it? Do something very simple. Connect in such a way that there would be no difference between me and them, between everyone, so that we will be as ten sefirot, as one spiritual partsuf. And then, if we will connect, we will start to feel what is spirituality, what is a partsuf, how does the Creator work inside of it. We will already be in a different world. Instead of people, I will feel ten sefirot, in which the upper forces, this is already the upper world, it's not our world. And by that, I'm shifting from one world to the other. And in this way, I'll continue to exist specifically through that. I will care about corporeality because I'm still not entirely disconnected from it to spirituality, but I will care for it as for something necessary. as I'm taking care of a horse, a donkey, some animal that I have next to me, by which I nevertheless sustain myself. But all of my spiritual work towards the Creator, it is inside of this kli. And in this kli, the Creator is giving me something as the host, and I, as the guest, relate to Him also. It's all inside this kli, inside a ten. The guest and the host, we meet together in the ten. I to my beloved, and my beloved to me. This is how it is. And this is all of our work. Therefore, when we read all of these verses, try to think, how do you actualize them in the ten? And if somebody doesn't have a ten, he must very quickly, as soon as possible, make sure that he will have one. Otherwise, all of his progress would be only about what's written in a book, but he'll never be able to actualize it. Because the wisdom of Kabbalah is a practical wisdom that you learn. I'm being taught from one lesson to the next how I should actualize the connection more and more, until I start to discover, according to the intensity of the connection, the Creator who is between us more and more and more. And this is how we attach ourselves to each other until we become a single kli, as it was before the sin of the tree of knowledge, before the ruin of Adam HaRishon, right? And then we connect between us and we feel inside of us the Creator, the entire upper world, and our eternal state. We already reach eternity. We rise to the degree of faith, the degree of bestowal above reason.
Barur.
Is it clear? Hadera, one.
Rav,
it seems to me that as a schema, it's clear, and we are constantly trying to do it. My question is, in the stage of in the stage where we haven't yet reached it, we're just doing work all the time, we know that these are hard efforts, great efforts, and we constantly discover that we discover something negative, you're not there yet, and how much do you're the opposite of it, etc. In that stage, is it possible to reach true joy, meaning joy in your emotions, or it's only because your mind tells you that this is how it is, and that's indirect joy, kind of?
The fact that I'm no longer like a common person in the world, but instead the Creator brought me to the group and told me, take this for yourself, it means that He prepared a place for me. He wants to reveal to me a place in the eternal system where we all are. And I was awarded with Him doing this, and He does it in a very deliberate way, holding me by the arm, by the hand, and bringing me like a mother brings her child to kindergarten for the first time. That's how He takes me, and He tells me, this is your group, and you make the connection here, and through the connection you'll start knowing me, and I cannot do more for you than bring you to the group, and everything else, well, we will meet in the group where I will appear to you as the kindergarten caretaker, or the friends, or whatever, it doesn't matter, but you connect in the group, and there you will come to know me and begin to grow. Well, I don't know. You can have another visualization or whatever.
The question is simply, when joy comes, I think that in my analysis, I'm always using my ego, Rav, always.
Joy is an outcome of good deeds, a result of good deeds. It's the extent to which I come to the Creator, that needs to be the source of joy. And I conduct scrutiny. Where do I get my joy from?
Ita 4.
Ita 4.
Rab, buongiorno. Rab, che cosa significa raggiungere l'eternità? Significa che ho un qualche altro
tipo di... What does it mean to reach eternity? In qualche altro luogo. Is there another kind of existence somewhere else?
No, there is nothing else. Everything else is in our imagination, in the will, in our will to receive. There is only one place, only one world, which is the spiritual world, the force of bestowal, the creator. There is none else besides him. And there is similarity, or rather, sorry, there is this imagination that we exist outside of him in our world, and that exists so that we make an effort and join his world. But our world indeed is called the imaginary world, the egoistic world, where we exist in order to show that we do want to integrate in the Creator's world. And there's no other reality. There's only the reality of the 10 Sfirot of bestowal. Petach Tikva 29.
According to the text, what is the state that a person takes upon himself, faith above reason, but at the same time he's in lowness?
Yes, he is in lowliness, because what can he take pride in? He makes efforts to connect to the power of bestowal and to do everything that this force of bestowal dictates. It means that he, meaning his ego, is in lowliness, and he's glad about that.
Zafon Shtaim.
North 2, Zafon Shtaim.
Rav, how to correctly connect to the spiritual root?
To the group.
Focus group.
Rav, is it enough that I bestow to the 10 and then the entire 10 awakens for bestowal, or does each friend have to bestow to the 10?
Mostly I have to detect the 10, their force, their energies, their spirits, their goals, their desires, and to adhere to them as much as I can. That's it. To annul myself. And you can read what Abash writes.
Dear Rav, those 9 friends of mine, those 9 desires, in such adhesion, they become one?
They all connect, all the 10 friends connect together into one system, and that happens through the influence of the upper light. And then we discover that we exist in a system which exists in order to attach itself more and more, to attach these 10 parts, these 10 parts together more and more, so that in the connection between them, the essence of the connection between them, will be the Creator.
We connect all of us together, and we want to bestow from our connection to the Creator, right? To give him a place to be revealed. Does his desire meet our desire in some place? Is there some meeting place, meeting point?
If you want to connect in order to give him room to be revealed so that your bestowal will be like his bestowal, then you discover mutual forces of bestowal, me from my beloved and my beloved from me, as we say, and then you discover him within the connection between you, meaning that your connection takes on the shape, the form of the Creator. That's why it's called Bore. Bore, come and see. You make me, you build me. Because we've succeeded in connecting so much that the form of our connection is the force of bestowal called the Creator. And that way we connect more and more and more above our ego, which constantly grows. And we will connect more and more, more tightly, in a better scrutinized way, and the Creator will be revealed more and more. And before we connect, there is no Creator. There is a general upper force which governs us. But the actual Creator is what is revealed between us. We raise man to him, we receive from him amongst ourselves as much, or the more we can connect, we activate him, he activates us. This is the entirety of the wisdom of Kabbalah. This is all of the upper reality, the upper world.
Ну вот мы как бы из нашего объединения поднимаем ман ему.
We seemingly raise man to him from our connection, so he's mad. In which manner does it come down to us as a form of connection? Or
for the time being, yes, we don't know exactly what we receive and how, but later we will know. If we control all of our desires, the connections between them, and we raise the demand for him and we understand what demand it is exactly, then into that demand we will receive a reply. And then we will have man and mud that clothe on each other, and accordingly we will be building the new reality.
So it happens in parallel. Within the inside of the desire itself, we seemingly discover the presence of the Creator.
We will see. We will see how it happens. Petah Tikva 3.
A person should ask himself, what does the Creator want out of me towards connection and towards dissemination? This is what I understood. How will I know what does the Creator wants towards the ten, towards connection? It's clear because we have Rabash's advice to go against the ego and for annulment. But towards dissemination, that's less clear because here the ego is involved. So how do I check what does the Creator want out of me regarding dissemination?
To connect the whole vessel, which is broken up, scattered, into the original ten sfirot, which are called the soul of Adam HaRishon. That's what he wants. And that we call the corrected state, the state of the end of correction.
So in dissemination, the scrutiny is also only internal.
That is what you do. That's upon you to do. It's your duty. Of course, there's scrutiny. It's not up to you to complete the work by sustaining your group. No, establishing your group. No, you have to reach a state where through the group, you guide all of creation towards the Creator.
Well, there's no question about that. The question is more corporeal. The expression of dissemination, that should also be in my scrutiny. For example, should I do clips or articles? I don't know. With the manifestation, the expression of the dissemination, should a person scrutinize it also?
I don't know. Maybe you can stand out in the street and shout. I don't know. Why are you asking me such questions? I'm not your boss, your work organizer, right? You need to look, to search for the way to express the Creator's will.
But how do I scrutinize it? That's my question.
Ask, request, but don't drop this on me. I'm not your kindergarten caretaker. You have to be independent. You have to be worried about how do I perform what the Creator asks of me.
Yes, thank you, Rav.
Yes,
my question is, how can a question within reason point us toward above reason? Thank you.
I'm not asking a question within reason. I'm asking how to rise above reason. Because above reason, you find the will of the group, the will of the Creator. And I want these desires of the group and within the group, the will of the Creator, I want that will to guide me in all my actions. And that is what I try to, that's how I try to establish myself towards the purpose of creation. If I subdue myself and accept the reason of the ten as replacements to my own reason, that's how I advance.
Peter 1.
Если вот я знаю, что товарищи хотят, чтобы я был на утреннем уроке, что это их желание, а я, например,
I know what the friends want for me to come to the morning lessons. That's their desire. Instead of that, let's say I lie in bed. I want to rest. I want to sleep. From where can I take the power to specifically actualize the desire of the friends and not mine?
Try to detach from your will and think of how now you want to do the will of the Creator. I'm now laying in bed, right? I understand you. And I share your sorrow. And now I want to rise and to fulfill the desires of the Creator, the will of the Creator. So I have two options here. Either I fulfill my bodily desire, or maybe I want to fulfill the Creator's desire. It's one of the two. If I fulfill the Creator's will, then I'm performing a principled spiritual action by which I attribute myself, I affiliate myself with the Creator, and then all my following actions will come out of me having risen from my own degree to his degree. And so that's how I try to elevate myself. And perhaps it's not sufficient for me to think about the group, but the fact that I now choose if to belong to my body or to the Creator, think about it more and more and more. Don't get up. Stay in bed and think more and more. But don't disconnect from this thought where I want to follow the Creator's will or not. Yes or no. Yes or no. And then you will see how more and more you will find the strength to get up and to maintain this thought always. I'm now as though hypnotized. I'm walking around doing the Creator's will. Whatever He wants, I'm going to do. Try it. Later I'll give you further advice. Right? Dudi, let's read another.
Reading excerpt 66 from Rabash. Loneliness is when one subdues oneself and works above reason. This is called lowliness, when he lowers his reason and he says that his reason is worthless. In other words, man's reason dictates that if the Creator gives him all his needs, which the will to receive understands that he deserves, then he can love the Creator. That is, he loves him because he satisfies all his needs. This is why he loves him. If he did not, he would not be able to lower himself and say that his reason is worthless. Rather, at that time, the person departs from the Creator, and he says that it is not worthwhile to serve the Creator if the Creator does not grant him his wishes. It follows that this is called being proud, since he wants to understand the ways of the Creator. In what is he regarded as good and doing good if the body does not get what it demands? About such a proud person, the Creator says, he and I cannot dwell in the same abode. But if he lowers himself and says, I cannot understand the ways of the Creator, and he says that what his reason dictates is worthless, but he is going above reason. This is called lowliness. And it was about him that the verse, "The Lord is high and the low will see," was said, is rewarded with the Creator bringing him near him.
Hello, a question from my friend Alec. Where and in what do we apply faith above reason in a 10?
From when? From the moment you decide. The first day, when you entered the wisdom of Kabbalah and heard about reason, above reason, faith above reason. And if you have a 10, you're now capable of, it can be a group of 5, it doesn't matter, a 10, but a small group. You want to reach the purpose of life, to open up, to discover the upper world, the Creator, to live a spiritual life, an eternal life, right now. Then, in order to rise from the degree of the beast, the life of a beast, the degree of the animate, to the degree of the speaking, that you can do only by applying faith above reason. And if you do not do that, you remain on the degree of the animate, still vegetative animate, on the degree of this world. That's how you're born, you live, and you die.
And
if you rise to the degree of faith, the degree of bestowal, that's the force of the Creator, which you acquire in your desires, which you annul, which you transition from in order to receive to in order to bestow in the 10 together, and you receive the force of bestowal, which binds you together, then you become a patsuf, meaning a spiritual formation. And even though your bodies may die, there is no longer a connection between your bodies and that patsuf that you constructed. And then, before bodily death, you're already in the sensation of eternal life through the connection between you and attaining the Creator. And that's how you continue. So the desirable form that we need to attain is such where we come to build the vessel, and the vessel is fulfilled, at least to a certain degree, before we pass on from this world.
Clear?
And that's why you have this opportunity, you, all of you, have this opportunity. So please,
Moscow.
Fulfill it. Moscow 4.
Как оторваться от мысли о себе и начать выполнять желание?
How to disconnect from the thought about yourself and to start to fulfill the Creator's desire?
Йотер лахшов,
что more and more you need to think about how, when you think about yourself, you're thinking about your beast. It's a body, it's a piece of carbon, thinking of how to exist more comfortably from one moment to the next. That's all that's happening here, really. And you do not want to belong to that. You want to belong to the eternal part of you. The part, the divine part from above, as we call it. The will to bestow, which you acquire together with the friends above your will to receive. And then inside of that you live. Think about it, all of you. Build that form up correctly. And so you will advance. Ashkelon 3.
Tonara.
Okay, Rav, how is it possible to understand what is the view of the group if the group doesn't manage to reach a single uniform reason, a single view?
I don't understand what it means that the group cannot reach some uniform reason. You don't need to do that. Who are you? The Rabash, the Kabbalist, writes to you what you need to do. You have doubts about this, you disagree, you have different understandings, you have different opinions, you're smarter than him. You attain the spiritual world and the Creator, and you actually have something to go against what he says. I don't understand this. The group agrees, the group doesn't agree. If you don't agree, then you need to understand. We are in disagreement, and we want to remain as beasts. Fine. Each one in his place. But it should be clear to you what it means that you disagree. About a state where you are indecisive, like the Kabbalists say, it's called the fool sits idly and eats his own flesh. And then you will keep being sorry about why don't I have it, why don't I have it, and you should know that you will never have it. And that is because there are spiritual laws, which if you follow, you get it, and if you don't, you don't. Period. So there's nothing to complain about here. When will I have it? When you decide to have it. Because it all depends on your actions. And the Creator doesn't concede an inch, because it's a law that was given and cannot be violated. Now, Petach Tikva 6.
Rab, how to hold on to the thought, how to not disconnect.
That depends not only on you, but also on the ten. Also on the ten. You must constantly awaken yourselves. I must constantly awaken the others. And through that, I also protect myself against disconnecting. I maintain constant advancement. I need to feel relative to the friends as a mother, as a kindergarten caretaker, and so on, to constantly behave. Poland.
Когда наша работа в десятке может стать рутинной, вместо того, чтобы постоянно искать новый уровень объединения.
Аборе. Lo iten lachem minucha, al tidagu.
The Creator won't give you any rest. Don't worry. You see what he does with corporeality, with this world. See what he does. And it's most especially us. In the 21st century, we entered a situation where the whole world, whether they want to or not, they're pulled quickly towards the goal. So we cannot remain quiet and do nothing. You cannot run anywhere. And to make a calm life for yourself with no problem. You belong to the general system of the souls, and wherever you are, these forces will come to you, which will push you, and you will need to perform these actions. And so, it's worthwhile for us to learn what each one must do, and so to advance towards the goal. And the goal isn't far away. It's attainable. Today we have many means for it and systems, also instructions on how to do this. So let's work together. It's all right in front of us. And we can get there quickly. And I'm very happy that Poland is with us. Turkey 1.
Todara, my friend is asking, when I take action to fulfill the desire of the Creator, how do I discern if there is a state of fulfilling my ego in it?
לבדוק, להבחין האם זה גם ממלא את האגו שלי.
אני לא רוצה לבדוק את זה.
I don't want to check this. I don't want to check that. I want to entirely be inside or within the group's desires. And if I'm there with my desire or not, however much I am capable of doing, it doesn't matter to me. The main thing is to lose my head, to jump into the will of the group and to work there. That's the safest action for the purpose of advancing.
Petah Tikva 25.
I want to thank you for this amazing lesson, first of all. And you said that I push myself, pushing myself in between them is called take that. I wanted to say that if it is so, then I should be chasing after the friends and kiss their feet and hands from morning to evening.
Correct, what's the question?
That's what I wanted to say.
Good, that you understand now what's upon you to do in your own best interest. Latin 6.
Cuando vemos las diversas opiniones o estados que no
when we see all of the different views or the states where we disagree, can we say that we're discovering the posterior of the Creator?
Well, you could say that, but why be confused with that? Later it'll become clear to you. You can say this, you can say that. Later you'll discover and you'll say this is the Achoraim, this is the Panim, and so on. Petach Tikva 17.
Rav, he writes that at the end of the paragraph that he doesn't feel the ways of the Creator. When he doesn't feel it, he feels in loneliness. So is that a state that is suitable for prayer?
Each and every state is worthy for the purpose of prayer. You can turn to the Creator from each and every state. And we're continuing on to the next part of the morning lesson. Please, Dudi.
Move on to the next part. Before that, let's sing together.
בואו נגלה את הקשר שבין כל האנשים בואו ונראה מעבר לכל ההבדלים בואו ונגיד ביחד שאנחנו מוכנים להתחשב בכל הפאזל בו כולנו חלקים בקרוב הקץ למלחמות את הכל עוד אפשר כאן לשנות את הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות Come on everybody it's this connection we reveal Come on everybody let's discover what's concealed Come on everybody let's unite and seal the deal Let's join our hearts together so we can finally feel so close this love will end our wars pretty soon we will live with open doors come on everybody you're invited to attend all together we will sing what a message we will send think of all הקץ למלחמות את הכל עוד אפשר כאן לשנות בואו נגלה את הקשר שקושר את הלבבות נתחבר כולם ביחד ונתחיל סוף סוף לחיות